The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Flourish and Fulfilled. Now, today's episode is how to journal, including like a little bit of a workshop in regards to journaling prompts. And we also will put in the show notes a download on journaling prompts and different ways in which you can reflect back. Before we kickstart today's episode, I thought I would do a little bit of a life update, I guess. So at the moment, a couple of episodes back, did my implant journey that was obviously a little bit more than what I could share on my stories, because whenever I'm online, it's a 15 second quick little burst and I can't really fill you in on everything that's happened. So I would encourage you, if you haven't listened to that, to go back and have a listen to that episode. Well, my follow-up surgery is actually this coming Tuesday. So I'm kind of at the moment just preparing everything that I've got to go back into surgery after only having my last surgery 7 weeks ago, which I guess will be hard to go back-to-back surgery. Now, the other thing that we did this week was we launched a product that I am so excited about and something that I have been pushing the team for about 2 years now. And I just am blown away with the response and thought that it was very relevant to today's topic and also that perhaps to anybody out there listening. Now, these are Conversations That Matter cards. And the way that this product was formed was super organically. So within my notes section on my phone, what I would do is I would write down questions that I would ask people when I was getting to know them that I found really interesting to listen to their perspective. And I always love the fact that we all walk different journeys and different lives and no two people are the same. And whenever we see or meet somebody new, we're never going to experience life exactly the same as them. And I think that is so beautiful that every single one of us will have a different life journey and things that we can learn from them. And what I would do is I would write these questions down in my notes section and I would ask different people these questions and I always would get different responses or get to know people on a deeper level. For me, life is all about connection and deeper connections and getting to know people and actually having those friendships and relationships that really genuinely matter, that you can talk about anything with, even if you don't agree. And these conversation cards are perfect for that. So if you've ever been to like a dinner party or you've had friends over or you're sitting around and you're a bit bored and the conversation perhaps turns to gossip or whatever it might be, these conversation cards are your absolute best friend when it comes to changing that from being trivial shit that doesn't really matter to deeper connection stuff. Now, these conversation cards sold out in 21 minutes, which I was absolutely blown away by. So what we have done is we've put them on pre-order and you can grab them and they'll be available within 3 weeks. So that's the Conversations That Matter cards. And then we launched affirmation cards for Flourish and Fulfilled as well this week, which was such a beautiful part of our Flourish and Fulfilled journey, I guess. We now have a dedicated website to Flourish and Fulfilled where you can jump on and read different blogs about the things that we discuss right here in the podcast. So really, really, really cool things happening for Flourish and Fulfilled this week. Now, when we think about journaling, I often think that so many people overcomplicate it. It doesn't have to be a structure. It doesn't have to be something that you stick to in regards to a guide. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be free of spelling errors or grammatically correct. It can literally be a doodle of what's in your mind. It can be a scribble. It can be absolutely anything and everything. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody but you. Now, we also have our workbook for Flourish and Fulfilled with our Find Your Purpose course. And this essentially has journal prompts and a guide through it with so many different areas within your life. And when I give these to our students, my first point is do not share this with anybody. This is simply just yours and yours only. And the reason behind that is when we don't think that anybody else will ever read or see this, we allow ourselves to truly open up and be vulnerable because we don't believe we're ever going to be judged or seen, heard, felt, that type of thing. So within your journal, I really, really, really encourage you to do the same. No matter who it is or how special or important they are in your life, you can share snippets of it, but really make sure that it's something that's very sacred to you. When you are journaling, allow yourself to be in your boredom. So if you find yourself one that typically tries to distract or be busy when you are bored, allow yourself to simply be bored, as that is the foundation of creating something unique and being able to actually get your creative juices flowing. So whenever we try and be busy or distract ourselves, we are not allowing ourselves to be fully conscious. And being conscious is one of my biggest life goals and mottos, I guess, or mantras, is to be aware, to do everything with love and meaning, that every single thing that I do, I am consciously making that decision to get dressed, have a shower, go to the gym. Everything that I choose to do, I want to be very aware of what I am doing. So when you just stop and embrace that conscious boredom, you're able to tap into your subconscious a little bit better and be able to truly journal exactly from your heart of how you're feeling, what you're really thinking, and just be able to get rid of all of that mental load that's currently in your brain. Now, we have like a pad, which I really think is super helpful, that is literally just like a one pager, and it has a couple of different things to set your day up. And my daily mantra or morning ritual, routine, whatever you want to call it, is basically going through this, doing my meditation and breath work. And that sets me up every single day with that micro routine of being able to have an intention for the day, plan it out, and actually tick and flick the things that I want to achieve. So I set my daily intention every single day. I write down my task lists. I have a daily mantra. I always include a random act of kindness for somebody else, as I think that's very important. And I always encourage the boys to do the same thing. And I think that with social media now, it's so prevalent that people think we have to post these random acts of kindness online, and it's not about that. These random acts of kindness can be something that is super small or beautiful that no one else needs to see, that is just for you to be able to give back. Because when we give back to others, we find that we always go back to that gratitude moment within ourselves. So that's really important for me and a big one on there. Then we move into our three gratitudes for the day and three lessons. And that stems from my top three, bottom three. And I think it's really important to always reflect back on those lessons as well, or our bottom threes, because our bottom threes are the things that we can learn from and do better at, or perhaps aren't so amazing in our life that we're actually able to turn into a gratitude moment. The other thing that I always try and reflect back on is my self-love commitments. And sleep is such a big one that is underrated. The difference between a good night's sleep and having those 8 hours versus only getting 3 or 4 is so, so immense. Choosing how you move is also a big one for me. I like to move daily, whether that's even going for a beach walk or going for a run. I like to move my body, and that's something that I will always journal and track how I'm actually doing that. Mindfulness could be meditation. It could be mantras, affirmation, journaling, whatever that might look like for you. Nutrition, caffeine, and alcohol are the other things that I always track as well within my journaling pad. And then I finish up with what am I grateful for? So a lot of gratitude in there. Now, whenever we journal, the biggest positive that we can see or reflect upon is self-awareness. Seeing limiting beliefs or patterns in our behaviors in which we can actually change or adapt or alter, I believe is the biggest positive in journaling. I think that if we're not self-aware, we can't see where we're actually needing to make changes or where we're actually going wrong. As much as I don't like the term going wrong, I think that we can always try and strive to be better as humans, as in relationships, within our work. And I think that allows us that self-awareness when we are vulnerable with ourselves, of being able to see those behavior patterns that perhaps we wouldn't be aware of if we weren't taking the time to reflect on our daily habits. It also stops us from higher dreaming situations, relationships, circumstances, or memories. Now, if you haven't heard me talk previously about higher dreaming, we have this scale of lower dreaming people where they can't quite ever do enough for us, or they're never going to meet our expectations. Then we have our reality, which is essentially that, the truth. It is our exact perception of what is happening in that moment. And then we have higher dreaming, where we idolize, put people on pedestals, romanticize situations. And so we have lower dreaming, reality, and higher dreaming. And if you are anyone like myself, higher dreaming is something that is very, very common for me. And I do it within almost every single area of my life. So when I reflect back on a situation, I forget about those shitty situations, or I forget about those bad times, and I only see and remember the good. So the benefit that I have with journaling is that I'm able to actually go back over a situation and see it for exactly what it is. Now, the way that I personally journal is I will reflect on pros and cons as my starting point, and then the actual step-by-step play of a situation of what's happened or unfolded to be able to see exactly where I'm at. And then from there, what I do is I also pull out the emotional responses or the feelings that I'm in that moment. So if I ever want to go back and reflect upon it, I know exactly how I was feeling and what the reality actually was. So I'm not sure if that makes sense in a very clear way. However, let's use a situation here is that you and your ex perhaps have, or let's say you're in a relationship and you have an argument and it becomes really heated and you're just horrible and it's an icky situation. You both take time out and you go and journal it and you put some pros and cons together and you write down and reflect exactly what happened for you in that moment. And perhaps the pros are is that you uncovered that your partner didn't like XYZ, and the cons were is that he yelled at you, you felt unsafe. There was all these different pros and cons. When you go back after the situation has occurred or event has happened, you can actually reflect back and see what your reality truly was once time has passed. Now, if you are somebody that usually goes into that higher dreaming phase, you may remember that situation as something that it actually wasn't. So when you higher dream something, you could be like, it was actually my fault. I was the one that started it. I didn't come at it with a soft approach. I encouraged it. I provoked him. And you end up having this entirely false narrative of what actually took place because you haven't been able to see the reality of the situation. So when you have journaled the situation out and been able to pull those emotional attachments out, you can see and reflect upon what the reality actually is. The other massive pro is that it reduces our stress because we remove the mental load that we're currently holding in our brains. We don't even know how much our brains are trying to process everything that we're going through because we just naturally do it, take it on, do more, be more, work more, have these conversations. That whenever we sit down and actually stop, reflect, and start to unblock and unload and just dump everything that we've got in our brains, we reduce that stress. Now, we may find that we actually do this within our friendships, and journaling may help with stopping to do that. So when we emotionally dump on our friends, sometimes our friends can't actually have the brain width or brain power to be able to hold that space for us when we need to dump everything that we're currently going through. Or perhaps you've got a really stressful job and you're just like, my boss is a total bitch and she's making me do this and I'm having to work until 7 o'clock and I'm so over it. Instead of ringing your friends and having to emotionally dump on them, you can simply journal that down of all of your frustrations and everything that you're going through, so that when you pick up your phone to your friends, yes, they can support you through things. However, you've already processed all that initial anger and emotional resentment that is there. The other massive thing that I find is that it helps any confusion or to solve problems. If you're feeling like you're stuck in a situation or a circumstance and you're just a bit like, ugh, how do I get out of this? What am I feeling? I don't even know what to do right now. If you sit and reflect and actually journal through it, you usually will find your answer with what you're actually saying and going through within your subconscious. Now, always, once again, start your journal with the mindset that no one will ever read your journal. And I would be very clear within your relationships or friendships or whoever else is in your house, perhaps, that that's your journal. It's really important that it's sacred to you. So that's a really, really good way to start and kickstart how to journal. The other thing that I like to do when I sit down and get started is brain dump all of your thoughts, but also your to-do lists. If you are anybody like me, you will have to-do lists upon to-do lists upon to-do lists. And if I'm trying to figure out what I want, what I deep down need, I can't do that if I have to do the washing or reply to someone's email or pay an invoice or pick up someone from somewhere. There's so much else that I have in my brain that I just need to get out and let go of that mental load so that I'm actually able to tap into my subconscious of what my brain is actually feeling, if that makes sense. The next thing that I do is always go to that gratitude moment of what are you grateful for and where is your mind wandering? Start with simple doodles, location, your environment, anything that you smell, feelings, perceptions. Is it real? So that's a really good one. And I actually have a really good worksheet. Maybe that's a better prompt to add here. There's a tasking of how to figure out if your perception is actually a real perception or if it is something that you are making up in your mind, which is a really good way to be able to kickstart journaling too. Any insights or emotions that you're currently feeling and where you feel them in your body. Perhaps it might be that you have a heaviness in your chest or you are out of breath or your legs are tired, whatever that may be. How do you feel in your body in that moment? How do you manage your stress? This is a really good journaling prompt because if you're somebody that avoids or distracts or perhaps you work, it can be a lot more beneficial to actually stop and reflect in that moment of how you're actually feeling and why you're stressed. What do you notice about your thoughts? Are you a negative thinker? Do you have an anxious approach or is it perhaps a positive thought? What is your thought process when you start to think about all of these things? What limiting belief did you have about yourself during the day? Perhaps it could be something like as you're driving to the gym, I won't be able to do my workout today, or I'm definitely not going to hit those numbers that I've been trying to achieve, or there's no way I'm going to be able to do that 10-kilometer run. So you're already setting yourself up with that limiting belief that you will not achieve it. And in most cases, if you start believing that or you've already thought that, you're not going to achieve it because it all starts in your mind first. What is your greatest challenge today and how are you going to approach this? So what opportunity can you see as a barrier? So if it's a challenge, you see that as a negative, but if you change that to an opportunity, you see that as a positive. The other thing that I love to always refer back to when I have this in my notes section saved is the Abraham Hicks emotional scale or response. And if you haven't done any work in regards to this, I would definitely look this up. So this is the Abraham Hicks emotional scale or response scale. And essentially, there is a whole bunch of different emotions and they are ranked from the highest all the way down to the lowest. And the basic philosophy behind this is that you can't jump from the bottom all the way to the top, but you can move up the scale within your emotional response by one, perhaps two, and essentially move all the way back up to that love, which is the highest frequency of the scale. I will read out some of this scale because it's really beautiful and it's really nice to be able to actually see exactly where you're sitting in that moment on the scale. And as I mentioned before, what I do is I have this saved in my notes section on my phone, and I always reflect back to that when I'm journaling. So I'll start at the top of the highest emotional response. So some of these will overlap, so I'll share like the main ones. So joy, appreciation, empowerment, freedom, and love as the highest. Passion, happiness, belief, optimism, hopefulness, contentment, boredom, pessimism, frustration, overwhelm, disappointment, doubt, worry, blame, anger, revenge, rage, jealousy, insecurity, and then fear, grief, desperation, despair, or powerlessness. So that's as we go from the highest to the lowest. So check in with yourself how you are actually feeling in that moment. Now, if you don't know where to even start in regards to journaling, or perhaps that still doesn't feel like you can sit down and actually just write out your thoughts, what I have done within our journaling prompts or our workbook for Flourish and Fulfilled is segmented off into categories. So we have personal growth, career, family, spirituality, relationships, and health and fitness. And I will go through some of these journaling prompts for each one of these categories now. The other massive thing that I would like to point out here is that reflecting back in every single one of these categories is so important, because if we perhaps prioritize health and fitness as our goal at the moment, and we're not actually reflecting back on how our goals are looking or how we're achieving in the health and fitness category, how do we know how we're moving forward if we're not actually accurately looking or reflecting back on where we're at? So I'm going to read through some of these journaling prompts, and I'll do say 5 to 10 of each one of these categories and break them down for you. So if you want to grab pen and paper, or you want to write this in your phone or your notes section, this is the perfect time to be able to do that. So the first one we'll start with is personal growth. What do you need more of in your life? What are some limiting beliefs that may be holding you back? What personality traits would you love to cultivate for yourself? What does your ideal day look like? List your biggest goals in life if money wasn't an issue, the top things that you would love to accomplish for yourself. And then we'll move on to career. What is your dream career? List 5 things that you would need to get done in order to accomplish that goal. How do you personally define success? Describe it in detail. What are the ideal hours of your job, and how many hours per week would you work? What past traumas or situations may be clouding your concept of your career path? What is your desired financial income? I love that one. Moving on to family. Consider your favorite family vacation. Why was it special? What role did your family members play in making it so special? You can only keep one memory of your family or your anything to do with your childhood or growing up. Which one would you keep and why? What makes your family different to others? What do you love most about your family, and what makes you proud? Spirituality. Now, this one here is interesting, because usually with spirituality, a lot of people say, well, I don't believe in God. I don't know what I think. I don't know. It doesn't have to always reflect back to religion or God. So spirituality is simply what you believe to be above us or you. What are you most grateful for right now? What does spirituality mean to you? What do you believe makes the world a better place? What gives your life meaning today? When have you felt most connected to your spiritual side? And moving on to relationships, what does love mean to you, and how does it feel? What does intimacy mean to you? What actions can someone take to make you feel seen and heard? What relationships do you have in your life, and what would you like from these relationships? Describe a bond that you wish to have with these individuals. Describe your healthiest relationship and what that looks like. Moving on to health and fitness. Write about a time when you had your best workout. What were you doing and how did your body feel? What are the two biggest obstacles to exercise in your life and how can you eliminate them? What health and fitness activities do you need to make more time for? What are two of your body's greatest strengths and abilities? Describe your favorite meal in detail and how you feel after eating that meal. Okay, so that is a bunch of journaling prompts to get you kick-started. Now, allow yourself to be honest and open and spontaneous with what comes to your mind and don't try and dwell or come up with an answer that you think may be right. And that's the beauty of being able to journal and have this and know that no one is ever going to look at this or reflect back over these. This is simply just for you. I'm going to give you some shadow work journaling prompts now as well, because I think it's really important for self-reflection to be able to check in with yourself of any patterns that come up for you too. So when was the last time that you felt judged? And explore if the judgment was real or imagined by asking yourself, is it true? And how do I know it's true? So this is what I was referring to before at the start of the episode in regards to, is this a perspective or is this reality? How do I know this is true? Something I hate is, something I love is. When was the last time that you felt competition was unhealthy in your life? Whom was it with? What emotions did you feel? Write your experience in detail. So competition can definitely be healthy and have a really healthy place in your life. But this question says when it was unhealthy in your life. When was the last time that you tried to manipulate a situation in your favor? And how does it feel reflecting back over it? So that one's a really good one, because often we don't even realize that we're trying to do that when in so many different instances we may find ourselves doing that. One of my least favorite qualities in a previous partner is. One of my favorite qualities in a previous partner is. My work is. My friends would describe me as. My biggest regret is. Something that I feel guilty or ashamed of is. When I get angry, I. When I feel sad, I. My worst trait is. The last time I was jealous was. I hate it when women do. I hate it when men do. I hate people who ... My body is. Now, you may become aware that these questions are very, very deep and thought-provoking, because this is shadow work. So really make sure you're in the right head frame before you do start these. And during these questions, I want you to notice the moments where you felt angry, passionate, or some sort of fire in response to your answers. What questions sparked those feelings for you, and why do you think that is? Usually the questions that felt sticky or harder or a bit like, oh, I don't even want to answer that, are the ones that we actually need to focus further on. So then you ask yourself, what did you learn about yourself in that exercise? The other amazing thing that I love to do with journaling is get a piece of paper, and I always do this on a full moon, weird ritual. It's not so weird because I end up going for a little nudie dip, but because I'm not living at my house at the moment, I'm living in Burley. This full moon was in Burley, so I went for a telebudger, a little nude dip in the middle of Burley, which was not so great because you could have definitely seen me from the road. Everyone next full moon is like, where is she? All right, so journaling on a full moon, get a piece of paper, write down smack bang in the middle a line, things you want to keep for the next moon, things you want to get rid of, and the things that are no longer serving you. Now, it's about forgiving, clearing, cleansing from your heart. So you write things you want to keep, things you want to let go of that are no longer serving you. Write it on a piece of paper, cut it down the middle, and burn the things that are no longer serving you. Get rid of them. We no longer want them. So with everything with journaling, it's simply just getting it out of your brain, your heart, and your subconscious onto paper, regardless of whether anybody sees it. You can throw it in the bin after, you can burn it, you can do whatever you want with it. But I really do encourage you to not share it with anybody if you're really wanting to be vulnerable and open with yourself. Now, today I am going to share my favorite song that I love to journal to. I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I just love her. Jaheen Aiko, and it's Trigger Protection Mantra, and it's on Apple, so I'm assuming it'd be on Spotify as well. It is just so beautiful, and her voice is just insane. So that is like 100% my go-to when I think about that. And this week's bookworm that I am reading is Stop Playing Safe by Dr. Margie Worrell. I am not great at pronunciation today, but we'll put it into the show notes and you'll be able to find that as well. So if you want to get involved, you can call the listener hotline on 07-5649-6851, or we can continue the conversation in the Facebook group, which is of course Flourish and Fulfilled, or on Instagram, Flourish and Fulfilled. Make sure that you let me know on Insta or via the Facebook group what you want up next. Bye guys.